You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Aisha on the line. She's from CAF, Coalition Against Racism and Fascism. G'day, Aisha. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'd like you to tell my listeners about what's going to be happening today and why it's happening.
Yeah, so all across Australia, actually, there's a lot of protest plans. So the far right are going to be protesting under a worldwide rally for freedom, where they're, fighting for their freedom, you know, like, I mean, a lot of it is kind of like against the bill, against mandates, against...
I know. I mean, what really gets me on my goat, this business about freedom, they don't mind insecure work, they don't mind unsafe workplaces, they don't mind a whole range of things, but, you know, freedom to make other members of the public sick, oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's kind of what it's about. It's very, very, like, individualistic, and I think it's quite anti-human. These politics, like they're not, you know, fighting for the freedom of the refugees locked up in the Park Hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
They're fighting for, their freedom to get a coffee at the expense of, like, a barista who might get, you know, COVID from them or something.
Yeah.
So, they've called all these rallies, so it's under the banner of this, like, worldwide rally for freedom. And, the campaign against racism and fascism all over the country, we've called kind of, counter-demonstrations. So these will be... I mean, the one in Melbourne happening is called, Stop the Far Right in Melbourne, and will be, politically challenging their ideas. So we're avoiding, of course, like, physical confrontation, but we do want to, publicise an opposition to this politics. We want to publicise the politics of social solidarity and, public health and what's actually kind of got us through the pandemic and, left-wing progressive politics.
Yeah. It seems important to me that this should happen. The rabble that's been appearing on Parliament steps, I mean, they're allowed to appear on Parliament steps, but they're becoming emboldened, creating props and basically spreading a whole range of lying statements on their banners, which is quite disturbing, I'd have to say.
Yeah. Like, I think you're right to call it a bit of a rabble. Like, I think it is really co-created around, far-right demands. And there is, a pretty, distinct kind of far-right leadership there. But there is that kind of rabble as well. You've got, those kind of conspiracy theorists and stuff, you're, of course, anti-vaxxers and all that are, propagating some of these really outrageous ideas. And I think over the week, of course, over the month since the pandemic has begun, a lot of us have been, doing our best to keep each other safe, and we haven't had the opportunity to counter these ideas, publicly. And especially in the last few weeks, since the rallies outside the CFMU in September, of course, their confidence has been building and it's become more emboldened. And, when the far right becomes confident, that's not really good for anyone.
Well, they've now recently announced that... basically coming out, the core in political aims, they've now coalesced with Clive Palmer and his so-called Australia Party. So quite clearly there are people in this group who are politically ambitious and are being backed by certain money interests.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite funny in a sense because, they claim to be extremely anti-state and anti-establishment, but really it's just kind of like anti the Labor Party. They have all these Liberal Party speakers. Yeah, like Reignite Democracy has now like an electoral tie to, Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. They're all of them have shown kind of in numbers at the recent demonstrations as well. So, if you've seen pictures and videos, you've seen heaps of, United Australia Party, banners and posters and stuff like that. So,
yeah, expensive paraphernalia.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're investing quite a bit into this movement. And because, the hard right, can also coalesce around this and can also grow out of this movement. just as the far right is doing.
Anyway, people are going to go onto the streets, hopefully, at 12 this afternoon, 12 noon, and you're all meeting at the 8-hour monument just across the road from the Trades Hall, right?
What?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, 8-hour monument is 12 sharp. People should really, really try to be on time. Like, you know, we want a safe but, you know, dynamic and mobile demonstration. So it's important for people to, yeah, be on time.
What are you expecting to happen?
I mean, it is a bit, like, hard to predict, of course. So I know, like, we want, you know, like, as many numbers as we can. But we do have, like we're intending to march, like, I mean, away from, like, the fascists and the far right and stuff. You know, like, we want to be, yeah, like, safe and moving. So, yeah, we have a really good, you know, strong marshalling team. We're encouraging people to come, you know, like, vaccinated and wearing masks. You know, like, not looking up in too much left-wing paraphernalia and stuff, so as to not make yourself, like, a target on trains or on your way in. But, yeah, we want to be a safe and lively and energetic demonstration where we loudly counter, you know, the politics of the far right and, you know, posit progressive politics and left-wing politics and stand up against fascism.
Do you expect to have, are you going to have speakers?
Yes, we will have speakers. We have quite a few lined up. So we have Kim Bullimore. She's like an Indigenous Australian, and she's going to be speaking. We also have Jeremy Small. He's going to be speaking on behalf of...
Always a good draw card. Jerem's a great speaker.
No, he really is. We also have, like, Zane, he's speaking as well. So, yeah, representatives from both Socialist Alternative and Socialist Alliance will be speaking. But, yeah, we've got, like, Patsy Lewis as well and Sam Pastor.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, hopefully everyone will be there, which... from the progressive side of politics to make sure that the right don't get all it all their own way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, it's time to stand up for, you know, the politics that is, that we believe in, that we think can actually continue to pull up through this pandemic, one where of social solidarity, where we stand up for public health, where we, you know, fight for the left and against the kind of individualistic politics of the far right that is really quite dangerous to us all.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Aisha.
Thanks so much for having me.